Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah!
Woo! Good morning in the Aloha, Biscuiteers. You got dialed on into the Truth Network. That's right, this is not NPR, this is BGR, and you got it dialed into the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Biscuit is right here!
On KAKU 88.5, the voice of...
Gravy.
Yeah, dog.
Much like the country of Ukraine, you guys are riding the gravy train.
Yes. Everyone knows Ukraine, when you think of just, you know, high standards, right? Just, you know, fat cats.
Mm.
You think Ukraine.
I know a lot of fat cats with high standards. They're like, I'm only eating whiskers.
Yeah. Also, I hate opening
only
up cat
canned
food. I hate opening up canned food. So gross.
It's whiskers, right?
Whiskers.
Whiskies.
Is it whiskers?
Yeah, you don't do
whiskers,
the hard R.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Am I going to get canceled?
Not yet. I hope not, because you have an awesome comedy show coming up, and we're going to talk all about it today on The Biscuits and Gravy Show.
And if somebody is going to a coma right now and not coming out until tomorrow, the show's tomorrow at Parlay at 7:30 p.m. It's a comedy
and
show.
It was a gas station.
And then it was a crystal shop.
Mm.
The things we can think about our own chapters in our own lives that kind of symbolize that. You know, we all had a gas station phase. Some of us are still in it.
Some of us are still in gas stations.
Yeah.
And I had a crystal shop phase.
Yeah.
That's basically when I was selling meth.
I had a crystal shop phase, but I was more on the customer end.
Okay.
And now it's a fun pub phase.
Whoa.
Which means I'm not as skinny as the crystal phase.
They have food?
They have an amazing smash burger. They have mac and cheese.
Vince, do you like smash burgers?
You know I do.
What?
Yeah, great food.
Do you like mac and cheese, Rhonda?
They have mac and cheese.
Both together.
Together for the first time.
Do you think they're ever going to break up, mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese?
I've had them separate. They're good on their own, but macaroni on its own, it needs something.
It needs something. Their salad.
The cheese stands alone, though.
Macaroni salad is great. One of my favorite kinds of salad.
I mean, macaroni is
macaroni.
It's such a versatile food.
But by itself, you need something on it.
No, you can make necklaces, like, art out of it.
I mean, even if you just put like a little butter on there, I think macaroni by itself, it has its own kind of charm, but you can pair it with pretty much anything.
It's always smirking at you.
And cheese also is so good and so versatile. Cheese is good on almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the two together are like a match made in heaven. It's such a power combo.
I'm more into what Mitch Hedberg called macaroni and cheese for adults. I like the fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, yeah. My fettuccine Alfredo is great. You guys should make a combo that's a mac and biscuits and cheese and gravy.
That's
have you ever thought about that?
I don't know why.
Macaroni and cheese with gravy on it is really good.
That's like hamburger.
Well, you know they have Cheddar Bay biscuits, right?
Well,
oh, do I?
Mac and cheddar cheese bay biscuits. Now we're talking.
No, yeah. And gravy.
Yeah,
mac and mac and what are we
with
saying?
Gravy. If you go somewhere and you're eating like a large platter and you've got mac and cheese on your plate and then you've got like some turkey with gravy on it, the gravy mixes with the mac and cheese and then you take a bite of that. Super good. Now, if you took all of that and put it on a biscuit, you think I'm going to complain? Come on.
I won't. My mouth is going to be way too full of biscuit.
Also, so, same thing with like a patty on a burger. You can put mac and cheese on a burger.
Oh my God, Maui's Burgers used to.
Maui Burger used to have a fried mac and cheese patty that you could get on.
Hockey puck of fried mac and cheese, Rhonda.
You could get it on the burger.
Did it hold its shape or just turn into like a ooey gooey mess?
No,
I'm fine with either.
It held its shape, honestly.
It held its shape pretty well because it was like formed into a patty and then it was kind of like lightly fried.
Hmm.
And
of holding its shape pretty well.
They also had they also had a burger patty that was stuffed with blue cheese. So I would get the blue cheese stuffed burger patty and then get the mac and cheese patty added on top of that. Oh, man, what an amazing burger.
R.I.P. They used to do the laced bacon, too.
What the heck?
Like a lattice, like a bacon lattice?
You're making me want to curse on the radio.
So Vince and Shane were going around to try to find the best burger on island.
Oh, yeah, what was...
Well, unfortunately, the best burger on island closed up in a gas station and moved. It's onto a pub phase now, and that's a specific gas station phase.
Oh, what is it?
It's in the harbor now.
Havens?
Yeah, oh, okay. Havens. They still have a food truck over here in Kahului.
Yeah, they still have a...
I love their gas station.
They closed that location that was at the gas station.
Ugh.
But they do still have a food truck, and they have a location at the harbor. They don't do the burgers all day, but their burgers are still on the lunch menu. So you can still go get Haven Smash Burgers.
It ruined my perspective of burgers because I didn't like messy burgers. And we set out on the burger mission. I'm not a big fan of the messiest burgers. I want it to hold shape. I hate when the bun is just like useless at the end. And I didn't like smash burgers. And guess what? My favorite burger was the messiest smash burger I ever had. It was swimming in this blue cheese aioli.
I think messiness doesn't have any bearing for me. I want to know ahead of time though, so I can like be prepared and like have a plate and napkins and stuff. And there's some burgers that you'll order and you're like, I'm on the go, I can't have a messy burger right now,
right?
But I have no problem with messy burgers.
Yeah, it's not a on the go burger. We did sit down and eat our burgers,
but not at dinner. They don't have dinner burgers.
But the burger that Chuck's talking about is one of my favorite burgers that I've had on Maui, smash burger wise and that is called the Umami Burger, I believe. Mm-hmm. It has like a blue cheese aioli.
Yeah,
bunch of MSG or something. I don't know what it is, but it's good.
I would like to challenge you both to try the Smash Burger at Parlay.
Okay.
And let me know what you think. It's one of those things. Do you ever go somewhere and you eat something and then after the fact, it like haunts you?
Yes.
You know, where
like,
you just think about it.
When you go on a roller coaster and then that night you feel like you're on the roller coaster.
Yes.
You eat a cheeseburger that night.
Or when you're on a boat and then later on you feel like you're still rocking back and forth.
Yeah you're on the burger boat.
So that, that burger was rocking you.
Yeah.
Huh?
We're talking about burger boats on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
It's that feeling where you leave where you're like, wow, this is so great. I hope I don't die before I can eat this again. That's the root of the feeling.
Yeah, a lot of people are hoping they don't die before they do something again right now.
So it's the burger is tamping down your suicidal tendencies.
Yeah.
Only slightly.
You call the suicide hotline. Like, don't do it, Rhonda. You've got so much to live for. You can get the Parlay burger.
Actually, I changed my mind.
I thought Parlay was when you lose a bet and have to walk the plank.
No, that's parlay is when you're able to negotiate terms with a pirate, right?
Oh, is it?
Parlay means talk.
I thought there was gambling involved.
French.
It does?
The comedy show, will be doing a lot of talking.
In French the whole time.
The whole thing.
Si vous plaît.
I think it's kind of like a French clown sometimes.
Yeah, I will be hosting the comedy show.
You're hosting it.
Tomorrow,
so you're physically hosting it.
Isn't a French clown just a mime?
And then you're hosting.
No, there's... Yes, to Chuck.
Cirque du Soleil, baby. Come on.
Cirque du Soufflé.
Yeah, dog.
Cirque du Soufflé,
Cirque du Sorbet.
I think we should get one of the listeners in France, or a French listener, right?
Yeah.
I think we need a call in from him at some point.
Yeah, that's our friends over at Wine and Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Cirque du
Soufflé.
Let's
hear from Wine and Cheese on the commercial break.
We don't take commercial breaks anymore.
I will
don't tell Tony.
Be hosting the show tomorrow, Thursday, at Parlay. Doors are at 7. Show starts at 7:30. We have 5 comedians on it. Chino LaForge, Angie the Diva, Corky Gardner.
Ooh, wait, where in the world is
Corky? She'll be at Parlay tomorrow, ideally. And
you never know.
Yeah, there'll be drink specials, and tickets are only $10.
Jesus. And Smashburgers, most importantly.
Oh, yeah, Smashburgers.
There will be Smashburgers.
Smashburgers, great French fries. And they have a jalapeno popper dip.
Whoa.
That's very
good.
Yeah, they got fun stuff on the menu.
So it's just like melted cheese and jalapenos?
It's got some structure to it. Like it's like a little bit more of a cream cheese.
A bunch of smashed up jalapeno poppers?
Cream cheese type.
I love jalapeno poppers so much.
I wish you could turn jalapenos into like chips almost. Like, can you dehydrate a jalapeno?
Yeah.
I would eat it like chip away.
You just could cook it for a long time.
Smash it down and dehydrate it, yeah.
Yeah, I want like... Yeah, that's what I want in life.
Yeah, jalapeno chips. I'm surprised nobody's done that. A little salt on there.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a dehydrator. Maybe I'll go dehydrate some jalapenos and make jalapeno chips for you.
Yeah, yes. We need like a lot, but let's do it.
Yeah. Mm. Also, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a time where Jack in the Box was doing on their Munchie Meal.
Love that Munchie Meal, baby!
One of their Munchie Meal options was a burger that had jalapeno poppers on it.
And they were good!
Because a lot of people,
fire.
A lot of stoners were getting the Munchie Meal and they were getting
That's slander.
It's, I mean, it's literally called the munchie meal.
The munchie meal?
It's called what?
What are you going to do? Is Jack in the Box have red eyes next?
What's it called again?
And wears a goofy hat?
I couldn't hear you over munching.
Actually, Snoop Dogg did a collaboration with Jack in the Box one time, and they had a Purple Haze Jack in the Box air freshener.
What?
And I bought it, and then it said on the outside of the package, do not smoke this. Because they didn't want people smoking the air freshener, even though it did smell kind of like marijuana.
But when you tried smoking it anyway, what was it like?
It gave me a headache.
Mm. Hold on. They made a freshener smell like weed?
Yeah, that way if you got pulled over, you could be like, it's just my air freshener, officer. It's like,
it's
why,
just my munchie meal.
Why is there a bunch of plumes of smoke coming out of your car?
You have a taco in each hand.
Would you like a jalapeno popper? I just need to take the top bun and layer of cheese off of my burger and I can give you one.
And
cops love poppers.
As you know from a shirt that I own, a taco in each hand is a well-balanced diet.
What was your favorite thing from the old school munchie meal?
There's two things.
I like the patty melt.
There was a lot of people that were buying burgers, and they were separately buying the jalapeno poppers and putting the jalapeno poppers onto the burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it became such a hack that they were just leaning into it. And Jack in the Box was like, well, we'll just make a munchie meal that has a burger with the jalapeno poppers on it.
Mm-hmm. That's
and it
what
was fantastic.
Do
they don't
chain.
Do it anymore. So now I actually do get the burger with the jalapeno poppers and just put them on there, especially because
you're an innovator.
Mm-hmm,
if you go on the app, the Jack in the Box app, they have
the Jack app.
You got to do the Jack app.
They have a deal where you get two jumbo jacks for $5,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have cheese.
Yep.
And two jumbo jacks for $5 is one of the best burger deals you're going to get on the entire island. But because they don't have cheese on them, you need to add, you know, a little something. So I'll get the jalapeno poppers and put the jalapeno poppers on the jumbo jacks. Oh man, it blows you away every time.
You ever take cheese with you on the way to a fast food place because you're planning ahead?
Isn't that slow food, slow cheese?
I mean,
fast food.
Fast food, slow cheese
in my pocket for car anyway.
You just keep a cooler pack. Like you
yeah,
have
that's
your
just on the floor though.
Your glove compartment's converted into a little mini fridge
yes.
of cheese. License right, and you registration. You're like, I've
you're
got
like,
Havarti.
Why is your registration ice cold? I got to keep it fresh, officer. Jack in the Box used to have a Philly cheesesteak sourdough melt.
Oh, heck yeah.
And
I always liked their sourdough. I don't think I ever had
it was,
a Philly cheesesteak.
It was one of the best things I've ever tasted on like a fast food menu. And being from Philadelphia, a lot of people from Philadelphia would be like, oh, that's not a cheesesteak. You know, like they love to gatekeep stuff like that. But I'm not like that. I'm the type of person where I'll be like, yeah, I mean, obviously that's not a cheesesteak, but what it is delicious. So yeah, I'm not going to complain. Give me five of them, please.
That's like all the people from like the East Coast. They're like, that's not pizza.
Yeah,
it's
you
not
can't
pizza.
Get a you like, can't get a good pizza that's not
that.
New York.
Like, I'm from Connecticut. We're pizza snobs, but guess what? Cheese and bread is going to taste good. My
it's also
pizza.
Pizza.
I
it's
ever
still
had.
Pizza. Even if it's not good pizza, it's still,
it's
pizza.
Still pizza.
And to the people from the East Coast or Connecticut,
oh,
are you
pie.
From? Are you from Italy?
No.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut the
so,
hell up.
So Italians could go up to people from New York and be like, that's not pizza. And they'd be like, oh, what?
No, they say, that's another pizza.
How the turntables.
Sometimes, though, those fast food restaurants don't nail it. Like, we went to Burger King when they had their chicken parmesan melts, and those were not good.
They were not great. Were they the ones that were, like, oval shape?
Yeah.
I remember those.
There
I remember
was
when they
the
did the long.
The manager came out and asked us how everything was.
Oh, at a Burger King?
Yeah.
You were, like, the only people in the Burger King.
I'm
like,
15-year-old?
I'm like, they're doing customer checks now?
And
like,
they check the one time that you hate what you're eating.
Yeah, I've never been in a fast food restaurant where the manager is doing table touches.
Yeah, normally you're just like face porking whatever thing you're eating, and this time you guys are like,
and
well,
like,
I don't
and like,
that much.
At fast food
and like quietly sobbing to yourself because you just lost in family court.
Yeah. I was gonna say you lost your children. You're eating at dine-in. I don't feel like much of a king anymore.
I love
doing they can take my kids away, but they can't take away the great deals at Burger King.
Mm. How's your meal?
Two for
good.
Five breakfast
really
burritos
good.
All day long.
So we should do a little housekeeping. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. You are listening to us live, probably on 88.5 KKU, the voice of gravy.
Are we doing housekeeping so we don't lose our kids?
Or on Spotify.
You also might be watching us live on Channel 55. So if you're listening to us in your home, pop on the TV, watch us on Channel 55. We're live on Kaku right now. So
live
wave to the nice folks at home.
On 55.
Hey, guys.
Five.
I found your yarmulke.
I can't drive 55. But I can watch 55.
Oh, look it. Speaking, this is a callback for the viewers. You're missing out on something.
To Chuck's mime days.
It's a 55 thing, and it's a mime thing. Oh my God, I'm trapped in a box.
Chuck,
do
you remember when we did the very first comedy show that I ever did was that comedy circus thing that we did at the Mill House?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Man, Tropical Plantation.
Were you dressed up as a clown, or was that somebody else?
No, I was dressed up as a sad clown, and I was smoking a cigar. And I would pop people's balloons, telling them that life is meaningless.
So nothing's changed with your comedy, really.
Pretty much still doing the same thing. And if you want to see Chuck do more of that comedy, there's two chances to check out open mics on Island. We have a lot of comedy going on Island every week. There is a open mic at Story in Paia. That's on Monday nights. And then at the Triangle, Tuesday nights in Kihei, we have the open mic at Vibe.
I went to Monday. Did you guys go to Tuesday?
I did go to Tuesday.
Oh, you went to Monday too.
Yeah.
Overachiever. Look at him.
And I honestly regret doing both of them this week.
Which one was... Wait.
Vibe was bad. A local... There was like three people in there other than... There's four people in there other than comedians, the bartender. One looked like Steven Spielberg, and he was like patiently looking at everybody, but showing no emotion.
So racist.
To look like Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
To look patient.
And he looked like a director. And then...
Did he have his own chair? Like a director
chair?
Yeah,
he had one of those fold-out
chairs. The canvas fold-out chairs?
Breaker. Yeah. What is it?
He was reading an issue of Boy's Life. Yeah.
What's that thing?
And scene.
Yeah. If the listeners at home know what that thing's called, that black and white striped
thing. It's a clapper? But
long story short... The three other
people had the clap.
Bang the one woman in there, and then someone wanted to fight Shane. They're like, you're going to get cracks.
A local
in
person?
A bad way?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, well, maybe it was what? Same.
Why?
Like they're cracking up?
Who could ever want to fight Shane? He's so nice.
I think he interviewed the people back there and asked them if they were married.
That was
taboo.
I've had my physical safety threatened more times than in Vibe than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Slash Ambrosia.
Yeah.
There's some guy was like, I'm going to find you in the parking lot.
I've never had anybody...
For an autograph?
Yeah, you say some real racy stuff there, Rhonda.
I know. I talk about birds and my good relationship with my
mother.
Why
are refrigerator doors on this side? That's it. I'm killing you.
I'm killing you.
Also, who's threatening women?
Well, he did. He was heckling, and then there was some back and forth. I mean, I'm actually... Not gonna victim shame. I'm fine. I didn't deserve it.
I'll victim blame.
Yeah.
You probably did deserve it.
But at the same bumps.
At the same time, could you imagine like not just like threatening a comedian over an exchange that happened at a comedy show, but like a man threatening a woman?
Yeah.
With physical violence, like
publicly.
That was at Vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it was like
what a scumbag.
No.
And
I like when people are so drunk at Vibe that they trip on the speed bump on the way out. There's a bunch of speed bumps in that parking lot, which don't work.
Like you?
Like I did a split there once, too.
That was on Halloween, right?
Oh, my God.
Didn't you take a huge L on Halloween? You're like dressed as a sexy witch.
The amount of people that have gotten like minor knee and ankle injuries at the parking lot.
Other people doing it. You don't bring me up doing it.
Maybe. As you're falling, you're like, this happens all the time.
Yeah. And I wasn't a witch. I was dressed as Tina Turner, and I did a huge split, and Ashley Longo had to help me out.
Did the split work?
It worked. Yeah, it
was split. It a banana split?
It's
like, find a...
Oh, yeah, you got to work.
I've never been physically threatened at a comedy show, but a homeless lady did throw a salad at me.
I remember.
Yeah, you were there that night.
I was caught in the shrapnel.
You got some friendly fire.
Yeah, some romaine.
It was a beet and goat cheese salad, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good, actually.
The funny thing was, is the staff did not help us at all. All they did is they had a bin outside.
So it's just like when you dine there.
Yep. What is with that place?
Take that, Nalu's. I've had better customer service at Burger King.
I've had any customer service. I'm like, can I leave myself a review?
They never take the cucumbers out of that water thing. It's the same fruit and cucumbers in there all the time.
Yeah.
Rhonda, do you want to talk about embarking on a new journey in life?
I will talk about an aspect of that related to I moved.
Oh, cool.
This week, yes, and Charles helped me.
Can you imagine that? I helped somebody.
You helped somebody move?
I helped two people yesterday. I helped Jay Coughlin, like, do housework in Napili.
Yeah, but he paid you for that, though.
Not yet, Jay!
Weren't expecting money, right?
No.
Good. Regardless of your expectations.
I didn't even want pizza.
Not help. That's just doing work.
Yeah. Well, that's why I realized a life hack for the listeners out there. Normally, when someone helps you move, you get them beer and pizza. But when you ask somebody who's keto to help you move, you don't have to get them anything.
It's actually just give them kale and vodka. Yeah.
No, I did influence Chuck to drink like 5 Modelos, though, or a little moving.
I drank half beers.
Now, how did this come about?
I was drinking half beers.
Did Chuck offer to help you move, or did you ask him?
He offered weeks ago. He said, I have a truck. And I was like, famous last words. Uh-huh. But we had a few vehicles, got it all loaded up. And how it really came about is that I've killed 7 centipedes in my house in the last 6 months. So I was just ready.
We saw the carnage of centipedes.
Caused you to move was the centipedes?
There was
the
a lot of centipedes.
Heat.
That doesn't bother Chuck. Chuck lived in a house where he was voluntarily forming a sanctuary for black widows.
Yeah.
In his house.
I remember I had 9 at one point.
He was farming black widows at his house on Luakaha Circle.
Aren't they called Ewoks?
Easy Widows of Kihei.
That was quick, and that was very quick.
Gluten.
Yeah.
Helps your brain work.
So, Chuck, you voluntarily
offered
to help somebody move?
Yeah.
Now, is that being nice, or is that just like high level of simping? On a scale from 1 to 10, how much of a simp move is that?
I'm trying to...
Wait, if he's a major simp, could we simp him out? Like, charge people?
Chuck?
Yeah.
Simp my ride? Yeah. That's when Chuck offers to help you move with his truck.
That's when I texted Brenda. I was like, hey, I got a truck, and I got nothing but free time.
Oh, and then halfway up the hill...
Oh, yeah, all the stuff started falling
Kyle's
out.
At the far back, and we have a caravan, and I'm in the front, and he doesn't have Chuck's number, and it's like, text me, just tell Chuck to pull over, and the rug is just flying in the wind out behind the truck.
Also, you own kettlebells. What's up with that?
One kettlebell.
Well, that's heavy enough.
And I gave...
Ryan is like, when I bought this, I thought I was going to make tea with it, but...
Got me. I went to a white elephant party, and one of the things I opened the gift I got out of the stack was an electric kettle, and I was like, stoked. I was like, this
electric
is amazing.
Electric kettles are cool.
Yeah. I was like, great, and I kept it, didn't have it, and sometimes with white elephant, you can get, like, stupid crap. And so I was stoked, and then later, I get home and open it up, and there's a bottle of rum inside.
Oh!
It's just still fine, but I was very much like...
No one wants rum.
Everybody wants an electric kettle.
Yeah.
I already have rum, obviously.
I brought rum to Jimbo's place for one of his pool parties, and then I tried leaving it there, and his girlfriend's like, please take this.
Every single person who lives in Hawaii, when they have friends that move off of island, whenever somebody leaves, they always leave you like half a bottle of dark rum.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. Or worse, white rum.
Yeah,
There's one turtle, the turtle, naked turtle. It's something.
I have a half a bottle of coconut rum as well. How do you feel about coconut rum?
Is that like Bacardi?
I use it to clean my bongs.
No, it's like cool. I think it's like Kula brand rum, but it's a sweet coconut rum.
I got so sick one time on like a coconut pineapple flavored Bacardi.
Coconut rum will get you sick because it's like overly, overtly sweet.
I will be honest, it... had more to do with the quantity I drank in the time period.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a...
You're funneling it.
I was straight.
Well, also, it's good
siphoning
as a...
Siphoning it into
it's
my
good
gut.
As a mixer.
Is Malibu the coconut one?
Malibu is the most popular coconut rum, but it's really good as a mixer.
Yeah.
But when you're drinking it as the main thing to
shot.
Get drunk, there's just so much sugar in it.
Yeah.
It's going to get you every time.
Ugh.
What's your guys's... sick spirit, like the thing you're like, I can't ever.
I got almost died from alcohol poisoning from drinking like half a bottle of absinthe. Thinking that we were gonna trip, but then we just realized that whether you're tripping or not, if you drink 120 proof alcohol, you're just gonna get really hammered.
Yeah.
And then absinthe has like a licorice flavor.
I like
so
that,
for
yeah.
like 5 years, I couldn't drink anything that had a licorice flavor.
Oh, really?
I couldn't drink Jaeger, Sambuca, Anisette, anything that had like that flavor to it. I couldn't drink without like getting
no
sick.
Sambuca.
The way I broke that was I had a shot of Sambuca at my cousin's wedding, mm-hmm. and then I was able to ease myself back onto it. As an Italian, I have to drink Sambuca.
Yeah, I thought that was the law.
I went to a absinthe bar in Waikiki that's really cool, and they like you're not drinking a half bottle. They like serve you a proper amount, and then there's like a sugar.
They do
cube.
Like the green fairy and the spoon with the sugar,
yeah.
and pour the stuff over it.
It was really cool. Yeah. I liked it a lot too.
Where was this at?
It's like a little speakeasy called the Green Lady or the Emerald Lady.
Yeah.
In Waikiki.
Oh, okay. So it's specifically an absinthe place.
Yeah, they have other stuff, but it's an absinthe bar. It's like their whole thing.
Yeah. So I'm sure you probably know this. Absinthe has something in it called wormwood, which is the psychoactive ingredient that would make you trip.
Allegedly.
And so the way that you would release and activate the wormwood is you would take water and you would pour it over the sugar cube, and the sugar and the warm water would mix into the absinthe. And the high that you got from drinking absinthe was called the Green Fairy. It was called releasing the Green Fairy or the Green Lady. So
really?
Yeah. So that's
where it's from?
That's what that's a reference to. Because absinthe is also green, if you've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's a cool bar if anyone's in Waikiki. You have to go to the front desk of the hotel and say, like, I'm here for – I have reservations for room – 7, and then they like take you around to like a secret entrance. Yeah,
so
it's cool.
I don't want to blow up their spot, but like, does
it's pretty easy.
Does
it's
it
like,
have wormwood in it, or is it just like regular absinthe that doesn't get you high or whatever?
Oh, I don't know.
For a while they banned anything that had wormwood in America, but
it's
not that speakeasy. Like, it's I would guess that they're probably
like
on the
Yelp.
Up and up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the bottle of absinthe that we got, we ordered it from the Czech Republic, and it came in a box marked decorative glass, so they technically weren't selling us alcohol. We were also not 21 at the times too, so it was like very shady.
Did you buy this on the Silk Road?
Pretty much. It was, it can't
they just
tell
put
you
mouthwash
sure.
in a decorative bottle.
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell you.
Trick, by the way, if you're smuggling, put a little drops of mouthwash.
Yeah.
You know? You put alcohol in the mouthwash, put food coloring in it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. Purple to match my Listerine.
Mm. Hey, is this all your housekeeping? You got it done?
Oh, we didn't do any of it.
we didn't do any of the housekeeping. Also, if you're a comedy fan, you can check out Sarah Silverman is coming to the Mac Saturday, March 29th. And unfortunately for Chuck and I, we're going to be off island. So I'm kind of sad about that because I really love Sarah Silverman.
You guys always leave when good shows are happening.
I know. We talked about that last week about how we were gone for Weird Al.
Yeah.
Which I still have never gotten over.
You'll do Parlay probably next month too, yeah?
Ideally, if it goes well tomorrow night, it'll turn into a monthly thing. And we'll always have a fun rotation of different comedians.
And hopefully Chuck helping you move from one house to another will turn into a monthly thing. My family was on island, so my whole day was super busy, so I wasn't available to help anybody move. But then I found out that not only were you moving, but my friend Luis was also moving yesterday.
Luis?
So I had two people on the same day that I was unable to help move. So, I mean, it was good for me, but
I feel better not knowing that I'm not the only person you let down.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Well,
like
I don't
you sound
have
a lot
chance,
like his family.
Yeah, they were also let down by me.
No, they're not. You live in Hawaii and you work part time and have amazing friends.
Yeah, and I'm an awesome tour guide, and I showed my family around, and they all had a great time while they were here. And when they left and went home, they left me half a bottle of dark rum, Hanabe dark rum. And I looked at the bottle of Hanabe dark rum, and on the bottle it says premium liqueur.
Oh,
and I was like,
human consumption.
I'm like, oh yeah, Hanabe rum, we're a premium. We're a premium liquor now.
It's like, I used to say anything's organic. That's and I tell you about the banner I saw one time, and I think about it weekly. It was years ago, but in Tante's in Ma'alaya, there's like one of those promotional spirit banners, and it was for Fireball, and underneath it said Fireball always a good idea.
Yeah, nope.
And I'm like, do you?
No, it is not.
Have you met you before? Yeah. No, it's not.
You don't know Fireball. Your clientele.
Yeah.
But could you guys imagine two people that you knew doing the same thing on the same day? That'd be like if two comedians had a show on the same night and both wanted to be on the Biscuits and Gravy show to plug their comedy show.
Sorry, Craig Gass.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Did Russell Peters want to come on the show?
Yep.
Russell Peters.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, Sarah Silverman, we were going to have her on, but we didn't want to bump you, so.
That's why you texted and you're like, are you for sure coming?
Yeah. And speaking of my friend Louise, would you guys like to do a Louise of the Week?
I would love to do a Louise of the Week on KAKU 88.5, the voice of
Gravy.
Say it.
Gravy.
Yeah. Gravy.
Wait, what would gravy sound like if it could actually talk?
It would sound like that gloopy slop monster from that like 80s Raggedy Ann and Andy movie.
Oh,
yeah.
He's like, oh, I love sweets. What are those people called that make sound effects for movies?
Foley artists.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners.
Now we have to
guess
just
what
find
I'm doing
out what,
again.
The, what the clappy thing is called.
Coconuts.
And we'll have all of our movie questions.
Oh, I feel
answered.
Like it's a breaker or something.
Breaker.
Breaker, breaker. All right, so you guys ready for Louise of the Week?
Yes.
Hold on, let me play the theme song.
Clapper.
If your name is Louise and you're a fan of the show, I got a segment for you, so let's give it a go. Louise of the Week.
All right, this week for Louise of the Week, we're focusing the spotlight on Luis Antonio Sanguino de Pascual.
Is that your friend you didn't help move?
He was...
My dad.
He was very disappointed because I didn't help him move.
Surprise, Rhonda! Come on in!
He was originally born in August of 1934 in Barcelona in Spain.
What
day? August 13th.
Ooh.
Which was a Wednesday. And then...
okay, savant.
He is known for being a famous sculptor. He was forced to move out of Spain during the Spanish Civil War's upheavals.
Oh, he's the one that...
And he spent his life living in the United States and Mexico, and he's still alive at the age of 90,
whoa.
And he currently lives in Segovia.
Michelangelo did all of David, and then this guy just did his penis, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Luis Antonio Sanguino de Pascual, good on you for still being alive. He's still active in the sculpting community. Yeah,
Luis, that was a joke.
Yeah. Sorry, Luis.
Sorry,
Luis Antonio Sanguino de Pascual.
I felt much better making that joke when I thought you were dead.
Yes, and he is a biscuitier. Because,
he's
as
Luis.
You know, most of Luis's are biscuitiers.
Yep.
And so, good on you for still being active in the sculpting community and following your passion and making it to age the ripe old age of 90.
Well, you should do a call to... Well, not a call to action. We're on the public access. We can't do that. But if you're a Luis listener and feeling inclined... You should send a little bio about yourself, and you can be the Luis of the Week.
Yes, if your name is Luis, or you would like to nominate a Luis for Luis of the Week, send your Luises to thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com, or...
You can make up a backstory as long as it's convincing enough.
Convincing!
Or our new email, also, biscuitsandgravy808@gmail.com. We have two... emails now.
Mm-hmm. That
and if it's convincing enough to convince, I will fall for it, and we will read you on the radio.
I thought your email was runagravytrain666@gmail.com. What have I been emailing?
It's runagravytrain6969.
Okay, I've been emailing somebody else then.
It's Chuck and Christy Forever at...
How did you hear about that?
Yeah, your wife told me all about Chuck and Christy Forever at spectrum.net. Dox Chuck.
It's forever.
Is it really? Christy's like, how am I ever supposed to remember this to log into our Spectrum account?
Okay. I thought it was really funny 3 years ago. I then completely forgot about it.
Okay.
I made my Wi-Fi password Bob Saget. And just
Bob Saget will live forever.
No, but before he died, and then people... It's still always been my password. Some people after he's dead.
Like, too soon.
No. They were like, wow. Like it's an homage or something.
R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna download some child pornography on your Wi-Fi. Thanks, Rhonda and Bob Saget.
He would have wanted me to.
He died doing what he loved, cocaine. Oh, also speaking of people dying, Michelle Trachtenberg died.
From the Trachtenberg fame?
If you
I know
Michelle Trachtenberg, she was in Buffy, and yes. She was also played she played Penny in the Inspector Gadget movie.
Yes.
What?
And
she died?
And she played
she was like a Disney.
Mona Mecklenburg in The Adventures of Pete and Pete. If you remember The Adventures of Pete and Pete, Chuck, did you grow up watching Pete and Pete?
Yeah.
Iggy Pop, for some reason, was in the show Pete and Pete, and he played the father of the girl who was played by Michelle Trachtenberg.
How old was she? 39.
She had like a liver cancer, and she tried to get a liver transplant. She died from complications of the liver transplant, I believe.
For all of the people who watched
it, just happened like today. I think she just died today. So, R.I.P. Michelle Trachtenberg. Also, for follow up junction,
Ice Princess. She was a Disney actress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to name some of her other credits?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to break the news this way to you guys.
No, I think I heard that. Oh, yeah, Adventures of Pete and Pete. I don't know what that is. Oh, 6 Feet Under. Yeah,
She was in Six Feet Under.
Great series, by the way.
I love that show.
The episode where they take ecstasy instead of migraine medicine.
Oh, Eurotrip, too.
Getting wet.
Eurotrip. Man. Yeah.
Is Michelle Trachtenberg's name written on your housekeeping list?
That's not exactly housekeeping, but... We got some follow-up junction to do.
We are 80% through the show.
Blow the train whistle. We'll do some follow-up junction. We're finally getting to our first segment of the day.
The nuts and bolts of biscuits and gravy.
The nuts and the bolts of biscuits and gravy are brought to us by David Spade Spades. Let Joe Dirt help you with yo dirt.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by the federal government and Robert Redford's Red Furs. For the best red fir trees, they're the natural choice.
And Benedict Cumberbatch's cookie dough, because the best batch is a Cumberbatch. That's not how you say it, is it?
It's Benedict Cumberbatch is how you say his name.
What did I say?
You said Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's always what I say.
Which is he's a classical music composer. Yeah.
The pun works better.
Yes.
When you say batch.
I like that you inferred from context of the joke that his name was pronounced Cumberbatch. So that was some good on-the-fly self-correction.
Because I'm homeschooled.
Yes.
Got to do a lot of inferring.
Well, you don't know. Like, you say Penelope, and then one day someone tells you it's Penelope, and you've been reading it the whole wrong.
Penelope.
Or, Chuck, were you homeschooled, too? Did your mom teach you that it was called archipelago?
You know, I don't know where that comes from.
You know what I learned? Is a movie made about a person, so potentially a biography-type tale that's in a picture movie, is not called a biopic. It's called a biopic.
Whoa.
What the flip is that?
Whoa.
It's not a biopic.
Well, you didn't know that because you were so short-sighted and myopic.
Good one.
Is myopic soon. Short-sightedness? I'm not sure.
It's myopic.
It's myopic. So for follow-up junction, 2024 was the 30th anniversary of ER. ER was even older than I thought it was. Their first season was in 1994, so they just had their 30th anniversary. The reason that came up is because there's a new show on HBO called The Pit, which stars former ER star Noah Wiley, and it's a medical drama. So if you guys have HBO, check that out. It's phenomenal. I'm so hooked on it.
It's really good.
It's really, really good.
There's a lot of bad medical shows out there.
I also was one of the people that was like, I'm not on board to watch another like medical drama. Like, I've seen so many of them, and then it started getting like fantastic reviews and people online putting it as like the best show of the year. So I started watching it, and
it's that good.
It's really.
What's it called again?
It's called The Pit. P-I-T-T.
Spoiler
because
alert.
It's an ER in a hospital in the city of Pittsburgh.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. And it's filmed 24-hour style, where each hour is an hour.
Yes. It's like ER meets 24, the first episode is the first hour that he's at work, and then the second hour that he's at work is the second episode. So it's like 1 hour at a time in real time, so that's really good. Also, we talked about Elon Musk having a small penis last week. And
called it.
I don't... Yeah. It turns out that I think we mentioned this before, but Elon Musk had, He liked a video on Twitter, and the video was a porn video that was about a girl kink shaming people with small penises. Mm-hmm. Whereas sometimes guys with small penises watch videos and they like being shamed about having a small penis. And so he liked that video, and then he realized that his like was public. And then within 24 hours, Twitter, they announced that people's likes were no longer going to be public, where you could still see your own likes privately, but nobody else was going to be able to see the things that you liked.
That is not very BDE.
I like to see the likes on stuff just to see if it's like a bot has paid for it, you know?
Yes. And so that gives even more credence to that meme that's been going around about Elon Musk having a tiny penis and then also getting penis implant surgery, which was botched. And is now. And so I don't know if you heard about that, but now there's this meme going around where it turned out that Grimes confessed to somebody that Elon Musk had a botched penis surgery, and now allegedly his penis doesn't work and he's impotent now, which makes makes a lot of sense.
Why would he? So he's purposely in vitro other people.
You guys say this is the truth network. You want the truth?
This is the truth, baby.
You can't handle the truth.
The truth is,
you also can't handle Elon Musk's penis without a pair of tweezers.
My theory all along, and both of these things help support this. Mm. My theory all along is that he's an alien pretending to be a human.
Makes sense.
And it's not working very well. And so when you have whatever aliens think penises look like, he made some version of that. Got with Grimes, she screamed, and he's like, it was a surgery malfunction.
Yeah.
Beep,
sounds
boop.
Like
beep.
Someone who would make something up on the spot.
Yeah. He liked the tiny penis video because he's like, oh, that's what they look like.
Yes. Oh, okay.
There's this David Bowie movie, a guy who does not have a small penis, where it's called like, The Man That Came to Earth, and hear me out.
Also an alien.
He pretends to be from a different country, comes to another country, gets really rich, and starts taking it over so that he could take all of Earth's minerals and give it to the aliens.
Huh. That makes a lot of sense. Huh. And that's exactly what Elon Musk is trying to do with Greenland and Ukraine. He's trying to extort them for their minerals.
Yeah. I think the same thing happened in Richie Parks. Rich, too.
So,
right?
Very prescient.
Richie Rich.
You mean like Richie Rich also or Richie Rich 2? Was there a second Richie Rich movie?
There was a second. There's a third. It's
yeah,
really
it's called.
Wait, do they have Macaulay Culkin
Richiest
in them?
Richiest Rich.
No, they don't.
Get Richer.
Get Richie or Die Trying.
Get Richer or Die Trying, yes.
They're bad.
Which was the... Oh, which is a 50 Cent movie. Uh-huh. And speaking of 50 Cent, would you guys like to play a game?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is a game that we played last week on the show called Filoni Baloney. And just like last week, we're not going to like ring in to see who's first. We're just going to allow you guys to kind of talk amongst yourselves. And you can take your time and both give an answer. And Filoni Baloney is brought to us this week by Steven Tyler's hand-carved arrows. When you need quality arrows, trust in Arrowsmith.
And Helen Hunt's rifles. Her rifles are as good as it gets.
Yes. And here you go. Read that one, Chuck.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by lovely community-minded celebrity sponsors like Mark Ruffalo's Buffalo Wings. The best way to cure a Hulk-sized appetite.
See, so I would have said if you said Ruffalo.
Ruffalo.
And of course, Benedict Cumberbatch's umbrella patches. Hey, Vince, leaky umbrella?
Yeah.
Don't just patch it up. Cumberbatch it up.
Okay, so all of the puns are based on rhyming with batch.
Yes.
Well, no. And then there's Benedict Cumberbatch's cumberbuns. Let Benedict go to waste.
Yeah. And Michael Douglas's fur burgers. Warning, may cause throat cancer.
And then there's also Benedict Cumberbatch's pack mules. Get unencumbered with Benedict Cumberbatch's pack mules.
Okay, cool.
And, of course, Benedict Cumberbatch's benedictions.
Benedict Cumberbatch's blessings. You can't spell benediction without Benedict.
Oh, what about Benedict Cumberbatch's Benadryl? You'll... Don't be allergic to something strange.
He's going. And then there's Benedict Cumberbatch's dictionaries. Have no worries with benedictionaries. And then there's also Corky's favorite, Benedict Cumberbatch's wholesale brown pigment. Get your next umber batch from Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. Yes, you know, you're the batches of umber.
Are you
going
to add that one that I did?
Yes, we just did it.
Why would I think Benadryl is already a trademarked thing, though. I don't think he can call it Benedict Cumberbatch.
So there's like a lot of logic in this stuff that you guys are doing, right?
Obviously.
I mean, Vince thinks so.
There's a method here. Okay, good to know.
It was not, we're not, we can't do like Tyler Perry's Tylenol. It's already a thing. Tyler Perry would start his own thing.
No, because
and name it after himself.
There's people that advertise for companies all the time.
Okay. Tyler Perry's Tylenol.
Like you guys could run a commercial for Benadryl, and then Benedict Cumberbatch
like
is the
Michael Bublé doing Bublé, or Michael Cera doing Cera.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is more people doing stuff that's based on their own name, like similar to.
You need to break out a little box.
We like to support these celebrities in their other adventures.
Which one of Tom Hanks' sons has the Hanks kerchiefs?
Hanks handkerchiefs.
It's one of Tom Hanks' sons has a Hanks kerchiefs.
Yeah.
Hanks kerchiefs.
High-end handkerchiefs.
Which is, I think even you and I could have done better than that.
If you're the fourth person in a porn but you're not having sex, try Tom Hanks handkerchiefs.
Okay. All right. So this game is called Filoni Baloney. It's also known as Felonious Bunk. I'm going to tell you a celebrity, and then you're going to tell me if that person has been convicted of a felony. There's a lot of people that have been charged with felonies that were not convicted of felonies. We're looking for people who are they or are they not actual convicted felons.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is Eminem.
No.
Eminem. What do you think?
I went no.
You're both saying no. Actually, Eminem is a convicted felon.
Really?
Yes.
He's got cred.
He, like, pistol-whipped some guy outside of a bar because he saw him kissing his wife.
He also
he only writes songs about killing his wife. I don't think he's ever assaulted her. And so he was going to get charged with assault with a deadly weapon. He did plead that charge down, but he was convicted of a concealed weapon charge, and it was a felony weapon charge.
They're like, you should have kept it concealed.
Okay, our next one is Lil Jon of Lil Jon's Maid Service.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'll clean everything from the windows to the walls. Lil Jon.
He was bringing drugs in and out of Canada, right?
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Yes, convicted.
Wrong. Little John has never been arrested.
What is going on in this world?
Little John, no. Fun fact, he was in the marching band.
Oh, wow.
In high school.
Wait, arrested or convicted?
Little John has never had any brush-ups with the law. He's never been arrested nor convicted.
What?
Okay.
Mickey Rourke.
Yes.
No, Mickey Rourke.
No, why? I've seen the mugshot.
Mickey Rourke, he's been arrested twice, one for a DUI, and he's had two separate misdemeanor charges, and he has never been convicted of a felony. Also, fun fact, he's a professional boxer.
Oh.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he was a professional boxer before he started getting into acting, and he still boxes. Okay, Mike Tyson.
Yes,
that is correct. Mike Tyson
is a rapist.
He did serve 3 years for rape. Next up is Lil Kim.
Also, yes.
Yes.
That is correct. She lied to a grand jury about some people being at a place where a shooting took place.
Oh, yeah.
And she served 12 months in a Philadelphia prison for conspiracy and perjury charges.
Ooh.
Dang.
All right. Cameron Diaz.
No.
I mean, you know what? Yes.
Cameron Diaz. Rhonda is correct.
Oh, boo.
Rhonda is correct. She gets a point. Rhonda's on the board. Cameron Diaz has never had any arrests, but she was engaged to Jared Leto.
That's a crime.
Which is suspicious.
I would have heard if a beautiful white woman was convicted, it travels.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mark Wahlberg.
Also, yes.
That is correct. Mark Wahlberg got convicted of a felony assault charge because he and his friends beat up two Vietnamese guys, and he has since made amends with the Vietnamese guys.
Yeah.
One guy lost an eye, but then it turned out that he had lost it in like the Vietnam War or something like that. So there you go.
Where was the last place you saw it?
Where was what was the last thing you saw?
With it.
Half of his brain sees that the eye sees.
It's in somewhere cold.
In a rice paddy.
Actually, that's okay.
All right. Martha Stewart.
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct. Very good. Martha Stewart.
White blonde woman we all heard.
You go. Martha Stewart.
The bell.
She got convicted of actual multiple felonies. It was basically like conspiracy and insider trading type stuff. She only spent 5 months in jail, but she did get convicted of multiple felonies.
And she really improved her tennis game.
Billy Bob Thornton. What do we think? Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm going no.
If you're going no, then I'll go yes. Just
actually,
we keep agreeing.
Chuck is correct. Right. So Chuck's getting a point now. Billy Bob Thornton. No.
I love that boy.
Never been.
I'm pretty sure it's that movie where he did.
I love French fried potatoes.
Some people call it a Kaiser blade. I call it a sling blade.
Fun fact.
I didn't mean to hurt nobody.
Billy Bob Thornton is dyslexic. Okay, 50 Cent.
Yes.
What do you think? 50 Cent.
I'm going no.
Get Richard Die trying.
I said yes.
You're going no, and you're going yes?
Mm-hmm.
Rhonda is correct. She's getting another point.
Oh, man.
French
fried potatoes.
50 Cent, you want some French fried potatoes? He got convicted of drug sales, drug possession, and weapons charges. Oh. He was sentenced to like 10 years, but he ended up only doing like 6 months in like a military boot camp. And so he got off pretty easy and then went on to be a famous rapper who was molested by P. Diddy, allegedly. All right, our last one.
Allegedly molested.
Molestedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hold for editing. Jason Statham.
Ooh, I'm going no.
Jason Statham.
Oh, yes. I'll say yes.
Chuck is correct. He tied it up. That was the last one. So you guys are tied. Jason Statham, he was never arrested for anything. But fun fact, he was on Britain's national diving team. Jason Statham.
Wow.
Professional diver.
His head's so smooth.
Can you feel an impression?
That's why he's... Oh, I'm a diver.
Yeah. I'm off diver.
Oh, I had it and then I lost it. All right, everybody. That was Felony Baloney. And Felony Baloney was
Felony Baloney.
Felonious
there was Felonious Bunk.
Felonious Bunk was brought to us by also somebody who made an appearance on last week's Felony Baloney. Robert Downey Jr.'s down jackets. They'll keep you warm even when the temperature is less than zero. You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out that these are quality down jackets.
Or Cindy Crawford's mole sauce. You got a little something on your face.
Might just be Cindy Crawford's mole
sauce. And of course,
sauce.
Taylor Swift's overnight alteration. Sometimes you need a Taylor, and sometimes you need a Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Check us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com. Support your local comedy scene, especially if you're on Maui. We have tons of open mics, tons of shows.
Tomorrow night, the Parlay in Wailuku near Esther's.
Smashburgers.
It's got Smashburgers. Tickets are $10. Got a great lineup. It starts at 7:30. Doors are at 7. That's Thursday.
Questionable amount of parking.
No, there's a whole parking garage.
Yeah, there's now. There's all tons of it.
Yeah.
And the aunties let you go for free.
And you can get gas there, too.
Across the street.
Right across the street. All right. Oh, before we wrap it up, also, one other thing for follow-up junction. We talked about Trump being a Russian asset before on the show.
Yeah, and it turns out...
It came out that another former KGB agent has named Trump as being a KGB Russian asset. His name was Krasnov.
That Trump has done for Russia this week. One thing.
Just this week?
Yeah, just one. Name one thing.
Are tax scholars going to change Twitter's programming so that you can't see likes?
So you can't know that Elon Musk has a tiny penis?
Or likes to
that's where our
them.
Tax dollars are going
and
now.
And opening up tiny penis hotels in North Korea.
They're
and
boutique.
So, as you know.
Boutique. We don't penis shame on the show.
Donald Trump is a friend of the show. So President Trump, if you're listening, I just want to say...
Kvatai ik zapizda.
Do you guys have anything for spoiler alert? Rhonda, you've been watching anything good lately?
No.
I watched Cassandra on Netflix.
I've just been rewatching X-Files. I recommend it.
Cassandra is on, it takes place in Germany. These guys buy a smart house from the 70s. And it turns out that the woman who used to live in the house got turned into the computer. and things may not appear. It's like a sci-fi retro.
Sounds like a mashup of
mystery.
Two different Simpsons Halloween episodes.
Sounds like an episode of X-Files, which is what I've been watching.
There's a huge X-Files twist to
it. Are you making your way through it?
Again.
What season are you up to?
I'm still on season one. I just restarted like
we gotta get off
a couple weeks ago.
Old X-Files is good.
Oh,
so good.
Fantastic.
And that's how Vince Gilligan got his start as a writer. He wrote for a lot of old X-Files
Hulu
shows.
Hulu tells me it's like you have 248 episodes remaining.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, great.
All right, now it's time for Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo. Our first question comes from Mike in Minneapolis. He wants to know, Satchmo is the nickname of what famous trumpet player?
Satchmo. Louis Armstrong.
That's correct. Very good. Sloan in Chicago, Illinois wants to know.
Sloan from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, Sloan, dear. What comedic music duo has a song called Kielbasa?
If it's not Biscuits and Gravy, it's got to be Tenacious D.
That's right. Tenacious D. And our final question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Penny in Phoenix sent this one in. What NFL team is famous for using a play called the Tush Push?
Oh, the Chiefs or the other ones that played against them? It was one of the two teams that played in the Super Bowl. No, the one of the two teams that played in the Super Bowl.
The Eagles?
The Eagles is correct. Very good.
I'm the smartest man alive.
You got all three, Chuck. That means you are the smartest buffalo alive, and that also means that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. Check us out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at BiscuitWars.com. And from me to you, hello!